Stephen Beacon's available to speak to us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, Frank. I hope you're enjoying the show there.
Stephen, I love the show. It's just so relaxing just sitting here and watching the world go by. I was going to say the farming world, but there are people here who have no farming background. They're just thoroughly enjoying this amazing event. And it's hard to know where to start when it comes to sport this weekend. I suppose we should go to the one that's going to pull the biggest crowd, the Northwest. Unfortunately, the weather's not going to be as good as people would have wished it to be over this weekend, but it'll still be a spectacle, Stephen.
Oh, without question, Frank. And last night there were some fantastic racing. Lee Johnson was the top step of the podium in the Super Sport. Peter Hickman won the Super Stock, and there was history made because an Italian with the brilliant name Stefano Bonetti, you think he should be playing a World Cup somewhere, he won in the Super Twins. That's the first time an Italian has ever won at the Northwest. And that sort of whets your appetite for what's going to happen tomorrow. As you know, it's just a magnificent day of sport. And I fancy there's going to be some classic confrontations and some classic racing. You look at the boys who haven't won a race yet. Glenn Irwin, he's on pole in the Superbikes. He's a fantastic racer. Alistair Seeley's the record holder for wins around the Northwest. And I know he'll be determined to put more on his tally. And then you have Michael Dunlop in the mix. Like, it's hard to think of a Northwest without Dunlop ending up in the winner's circle. So I think tomorrow's going to be a phenomenal day. It's been a really good week weather-wise, and I know you're saying that the weather won't be that great tomorrow, but ultimately the organisers, the riders, the fans, they want a great day's racing, and they want everyone to get round the circuit safe. So that's what I'm hoping for, and I'm certain that the racing will be fantastic tomorrow.
Totally, and there'll be plenty of people talking about the rugby. Can Ulster do it?
Well, they are underdogs, Frank. We have to be honest about that. But to reach this stage, I think, has been a success for Ulster this season. They had a turbulent last campaign, on and off the pitch. And I think there's been a real determination, a real focus to get back to playing good rugby, to get back to playing winning rugby. And they've made it to the semi-finals of the Pro 14, which is no mean feat. Now, they've got to play Glasgow Warriors away from home this evening in that semi-final, and Glasgow Warriors have some high-class players, there's no doubt about it, including Stuart Hogg, who's one of the best players in the world, in my opinion, and he can make things happen when you don't think it's possible. He's just that good. And Ulster have to be on top of their game to stand a chance. The good news is, Frank, Jacob Stockdale is back, so he's a force to be reckoned with on the wing. And, of course, you've got Rory Best and Darren Cave. It's sort of been like a farewell tour for the two lads playing for Ulster the last few weeks, and I guess they're just hoping to have one more gig after this. Rory Best starts, Darren Cave's on the bench. They will be thinking, if they win, they've got a huge final to look forward to. And that final, Frank, is at Parkhead next weekend. So wouldn't it be amazing for all the Ulster fans to go to one of the great stadiums in the UK and cheer on their team in a final? But I think Glasgow are favourites. I think Ulster have to play their best game of the season, Frank, away from home. Glasgow's a tough place to go to. If Ulster can produce 100% maximum quality and put in the commitment that they've shown in big games already this season, I think they've got a chance. And it would be fantastic to see them reach a final. And it would be brilliant for Rory Best and Darren Cave, two of the great players of Ulster rugby, to go out on a high like that.
Totally. If Rory Best wasn't tied up, he would be showing bulls here at the agricultural show, as he often does. Plenty of people from Armagh and down at this show, they've been speaking to me about Sunday. It's always the big rivalry between Armagh and down in the early stages of the championship. How do you see that one going?
Frank, I remember the days whenever Down and Armagh were the dominant teams in Ulster, in particular Armagh. You'll remember it, they won three in a row, if memory serves me correctly, and it's amazing to think now that while this is such a huge match for the counties of Down and Armagh, there's no one probably in the Ulster Championship thinks either Down or Armagh will go on and win in the Ulster Championship, and I find that fascinating. Actually, it shows in many ways how far the counties have fallen over the years. I will say this, though. In Kieran McGeaney, where Armagh are concerned, they have a proven winner as their manager now. And I was lucky enough to have a chance meeting with Kieran a few months ago now. And just even talking to him, it was in an Armagh hotel, just talking to him, I got the feeling that this is a guy who is so determined to do something special for Armagh. And I wouldn't back against him doing that, because McGeaney is that type of character, you know, a born winner. Where Down are concerned, Frank, isn't it amazing? Down, your county, haven't won the Ulster Championship since 1994. Can you believe that? You know, that's serious. It's now, when you look at the Ulster Championship, you think of Tyrone, Monaghan, Donegal, they're the teams to beat. But in this one, Down Armagh and Newry, at 4 p.m, the throw-in is a fancy Armada Nicket, and that, I'm basing that on the Kieran McGeaney factor. Cavan play Monaghan on Saturday night. That's another big match, but it's hard to look past Monaghan there. I think Monaghan will win that with a fair degree of comfort, and I think then Monaghan will play Armagh as well, and McGeaney will have his troops up for that one if it comes to pass that he beats Down, but he'll take one game at a time. But you're right in what you say, Down Armagh, it's a great rivalry, has been over the years. I would love it to see maybe in future years them reaching the final, but I do think that's quite a distance away for both those counties.
I think most people would certainly agree with you on that. However, way back in 1991, Down played Armagh, and coming out of the game, people were saying you couldn't win Ulster with a pick of the two of them. And of course, Down went on to win the Sam Maguire that year. In 1994, Down won the Sam Maguire as well, but that's the last time they won the Ulster Championship. That is amazing. It is a lifetime. It is a lifetime ago. FA Cup final, just briefly. Will City do the treble, the domestic treble, the first team ever to do it? They should, but they mightn't, Stephen.
Well, they ought to win the treble. They're certainly going to be in confident and buoyant mood going into the Wembley final, Frank, after winning the league title last weekend. And congratulations to you and all the City fans and City themselves for winning the race against Liverpool. It really was the best title race I can remember. So City are massive favourites. Watford have got a puncher's chance. They've got Troy Deeney up front, who can annoy defenders like no one else probably in the league in terms of what he brings to the party. And they also have Craig Cathcart, Northern Ireland defender Craig Cathcart. I've known Craig and his family for a long time, Frank, and you won't meet better in Northern Ireland, I'm telling you. He's a great lad, a modest character, and an excellent defender. And I hope they win it for Craig, and I hope Elton John is dancing around the street somewhere. But I have to say, I think City will just be too good, and I would predict City to win 3-1. But it'll be fantastic for Craig and his family. It's a wonderful occasion, the FA Cup final, and I wish him well and hope he has a fantastic game.
Just very briefly, should we be keeping our eye on the golf? Should we? Should we be keeping a close eye on the golf this weekend?
Yeah, well, Brooks Koepka hit one of the great rounds in major championship history, a 63-7 under par at the USPGA in Bethpage, New York last night, Frank. That was just a sensational round of golf. Rory McIlroy wasn't so good. He finished 2 over after his first round, though he did get a birdie on the last, his only birdie of the day, so that might give him some hope going into the second round. And Graham McDowell's level par. So Graham had a pretty decent round, but Koepka's definitely the man to catch. I think for Rory to deliver his fifth major title, he's going to have to go low on Friday and on Saturday and then hope he's in the mix come Sunday. But Koepka's 9 shots ahead of him, so it's a big ask for our Hollywood hero to win another major this time around.
Absolutely. Stephen, always a pleasure speaking to you. Have a great sporting weekend, whatever any of you are up to. Many of us will be here at the show at Balmoral. Some will be at the North West. Obviously, something like 15,000 or so will be in Newry to see Down play Armagh. And there'll be all of you who are across in Glasgow cheering on the Ulster men. Who will the winners be? I hope among all of that, and include it, City take the FA Cup. Right, this is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.